When I was just a little guy, my mother would sometimes say four words that in a single moment could turn my world upside down. Those four little words were, "Go to your room." And if she really wanted to put fear in my heart, she'd add six more to them. And in those 10 words were the sum of all fears. "Go to your room." And then she'd add, "Wait till your father comes home." To many of us, those words may sound a little too familiar right now. The powers that be have told us in so many words, go to your room, or at least stay home. But that's a good thing in some ways, given the concerns with COVID-19. These have been unsettling times for all of us. Our lives and routines have changed. Some are wondering if they'll have a job when all of this is over. Others are worried about their loved one's health or their own health or their savings for retirement. But the good part about all of this as followers of Jesus is that it helps us to actually look forward to when our Father comes back, when sickness and death are done away with, and we can live in His joy and in His peace and enjoy Him forever. As we look into God's Word today, I'd like to ask you to open your Bibles to Psalm 34. We're going to work and pray our way through parts of the psalm bit by bit, and like we did last week, we're going to intersperse some instrumental moments during times for reflection so that we can just be with God. But until we get a better grasp on what we can or can't do with travel restrictions and quarantines, Jarek and Bob and I won't be able to meet together this week, so I'll be using some excerpts from an excellent worship album by Fernando Ortega called Hymns and Meditations. So let's start with Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3 in the NIV. Here it is. "I will extol the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. I will glory in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together." Let's pray for a moment, shall we? Lord, please bless us as we look into Your Word. Empower us as only You can. Lord, You have a word for each of us individually in these times. Help us to hear it. And also bless us together. Even though we're separated, we're still part of Your body, united in You. So bless us and bind us together, Lord, in love, as we wait on You, in Jesus' name. Today I'd like to lift out three reminders from the psalm to take with us and hold close during the week. They're a little like coordinates on a map that will help us navigate this unfamiliar territory that we're living in right now. And the first is a reminder to keep praising God no matter what comes. When we praise Him, there's something about it. It lifts our eyes above our problems. It helps us look to the One who is always with us, who's promised never to leave us or forsake us, who will bless us unexpectedly and lead us through whatever may come. Just look at the emphasis in verse 1. "I will extol the Lord." Do you hear the determination there? And then listen to this perseverance. "I will extol the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips." And if that isn't enough, he then builds on it. Look then at verse 2. "I will glory in the Lord." As I was reading this past week, I had to ask myself, James, have you been doing that? Have you been not only praising the Lord, but glorying in Him? What that means is to recognize Him for who He is, to take joy and confidence and strength in Him. In the Hebrew, the concept of glorying in the Lord is from the word halal, and the source of that word is also the source for our word, hallelujah. And David builds on this whole concept even more by saying to others, "Do this with me." He actually says to those who are afflicted, to those who are in trouble themselves, "This will help you. So do this with me." It helps to remember that this verse, this psalm, came out of a dangerous time in David's life when he was being hunted by Saul. And so he went to a foreign king in disguise, and he sought refuge, but then he was recognized. And then his life was in danger there, and he was threatened yet again. And it seemed like he had nowhere to turn. But look at what he does. Take a look at verse 3. Glorify the Lord with me. The word in the Hebrew there is to make much of, to magnify. Let us exalt his name together. It's like he's saying, all this may be happening, but God. I will trust in God. I will praise him because he is greater than the situation, and I know it, and I'm going to hold on to that no matter what. We're going to take that thought to heart in just a moment and quiet ourselves before him. I'd like to ask you to take a moment and pause and then praise. Praise him for anything you can think of, but most of all, just praise him for himself, for all that he is, our beautiful Savior, our faithful friend, our hope, our provider, our peace, our strength. Just praise him and don't hold back. Hey, think about David. Remember, David danced before the Lord, and hey, you're at home. Nobody's watching. You could do that if you want to, but just love him and praise him. Let's take a moment to do that now, shall we? Oh, it helps to revel in him, doesn't it? Now let's go to verses 4 through 8. I sought the Lord, and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. This poor man called, and the Lord heard him. He saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and he delivers them. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in him. I sought the Lord and he answered me. How do we seek the Lord? How do we do that? How do we look to him like verses 4 and 5 talk about when we can't see him? The answer comes in the first part of verse 6. This poor man called and the Lord heard him. So the answer is, we pray. And that's the second reminder for these challenging days that this psalm gives us. Oh, we need to pray. We need to call on God to help us. Look at verse 6 and 7. This poor man called, and the Lord heard him. He saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and he delivers them. God turns his ear to our prayers, and our prayers summon angels. Our prayers, prayed with faith, call down God's power. No matter what condition we're in, if we're healthy, we can pray. If we're sick, we can pray. I have to look at our current circumstances and wonder if God isn't preparing us for a new move of his Spirit, because more people have been moved to pray than in a long time. So, oh, please seize the opportunity. Don't miss it. You can do amazing good no matter where you are. Charles Spurgeon said, whenever God determines to do a great thing, he first sets his people to pray. And I have another quote from him here. It's a longer quote, but I want you to listen to it carefully, because it's about people who can pray whatever the time of day or night, if they don't feel well, if they're waking up in the middle of the night. He encourages us to recognize the riches that we have when we pray. So again, it's a long quote. Here it comes. By prayer, you unlock the treasuries of heaven. Never cease to pray, since intercession is benediction, speaking blessing. If the world is asleep, if the church is asleep, don't hold your peace. And should the church become active and the world be a little awakened, redouble your prayer till the world is one. You spokesman for God and spokesman to God, never hold your peace, day nor night. Sick saints are especially set to take the night watches. While the most of us are blessed with refreshing slumber, these find that sleep forsakes their eyes. They hear the clock's unwearied tick and listen to the slow striking of the hours. But now, let them lift their hearts heavenward on behalf of the Lord's cause and kingdom. It may be God wakes them up to this end, that they may keep the night safe by their prayers, chasing away ill spirits and keeping the incense burning upon the altar of acceptable intercession. The Lord surrounds the globe with intercessions by his daily and nightly watchers. So, you and I have a powerful role to play, a priceless opportunity to pray in these times, to pray and not hold back. And as we pray for ourselves and others, God has a way of meeting us and giving us those things that we uniquely need that are just for us, just in that moment. That's why verse 8 says, "Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in him." How do we taste the Lord? Well, of course, all of this is beyond description in some ways, but really, it's all tied in with prayer. And the phrase in the Hebrew that says, "Blessed is the one who takes refuge in him," can also be translated, "How blessed." How blessed is that one? So we taste and see him by calling on him, by loving him, by pouring out our hearts to him. And oh, how blessed we are when we do. So, yes, we need to pray, and we're going to do that now. I want to encourage you right now to pray for anyone that is on your heart, to call out to God for whatever your need may be. But all this matters so much. It's so important. So let's take a moment and do that now. I'm trying to do these medical musical edits from home, so it gets a little rough at times, but please bear with me. For our last verses in Psalm 34, let's go to verses 15 through 19. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their cry. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to blot out their name from the earth. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all their troubles. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. The righteous person may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous. Here's the third and last reminder. God is watching over you. You are precious to Him. No matter what is going on around you in the moment, you mean so much that He would go through the pains of the cross just so that He could have a relationship with you and so that you could be caught up in His perfect love forever. If you have placed your faith in Jesus, His righteousness is over you, and it always will be. And this doesn't mean we won't go through difficult and even heartbreaking seasons, but it underscores that God won't let us go. He will deliver us and bring us to Himself, and we will know His peace and enjoy Him forever. A little earlier in the psalm, in verse 10, you see these words, "The lions may grow weak and hungry, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing." David's point is that you can be stronger than a lion with Him. You have everything you need in Him. You have access to every good thing. But there's more. Just look at verse 18. "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit." We see this kind of thing all over God's Word. When we humble ourselves before Him, when we are very low, He draws near to us and picks us up and gives us His strength. When we recognize, when we come to the end of ourselves and recognize, man, I've got nothing. And when we declare our dependence on Him and just wait, then we're in a powerful place, even though we may not realize it. Because it's in that place that we're about to see what only He can do. So, oh, draw near to Him, dear one. Draw near. Call on Him. Cry out to Him with whatever is on your heart. And as you do, you will find that in Him, no matter what is happening around you, in Him, you are blessed. He longs for us with this indescribable love. He waits to meet us, and His Word reminds us, "You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in You." So as we wrap up this time together, let's go to Him and do that. Let's tell Him we trust Him. Let's rest in Him and affirm by faith that, yes, He will take care of us, and He will deliver us, because come what may, He is faithful. So let's humble ourselves and find His peace. Let's tell Him He is our everything. Let's pray together now, and then take a moment to linger quietly and listen as the music plays, and love Him all the more. Let's pray. Lord, You know. You know every fear. You know every worry. And sometimes we look at words like we've read that said, "The Lord delivers us from all our fears," and we wonder how that can be. Lord, You know how we struggle sometimes to believe. But Lord, I thank You that in Your Word, when people came to You and said, "Lord, I believe, help my unbelief," when a man came to You like that, You didn't chide him. You met him right where he was. And so You do the same for us right now. And so we rest in You. We trust You. We know, we look back, we've seen the good You've done for us again and again. And we affirm that. And we affirm that You will always do good, because You can't do anything else. You are good, and You are love, and our lives are in Your hands and in Your perfect care. So, oh, our beautiful Savior, we love You. We love You. And we rest in You, and we ask that You would help us to just be faithful to You, to point to You, to share You. In Jesus' name.